The federal government plans to release a major document early next week that could guide a couple of decades' worth of cleanup at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. This is important because it maps out decisions like where to bury the radioactive waste and how much to leave in place. Richland correspondent Anna King reports.
The new document is huge. Try 6,000-page huge. It's taken about 10 years to draft. Overall, the plan says the department would prefer to clean up about 99% of the tank waste left over from World War II and the Cold War. The rest of that gunk, or about 560,000 gallons, would be left where it is. That's along with the tanks where it's currently stored. So says Carrie Meyer with the Department of Energy.
And so we could do some form of grout or other process to fill the tank and close it in place.
Meyer says the document also says the Energy Department would remove and treat some soil around the tanks. The plan also directs cleanup of the Fast Flux test facility and which kinds of low-level radioactive waste would be buried in trenches at Hanford. I'm Anna King in Richland.